We are expecting the political to debate that either to endorse or to question the legality of Ms. Mugabe to attack ZANU-PF ministers and the other members such as Zipin, since she is just a card-carrying member. Well, yes, she was endorsed for taking the leadership of the Women's League. But that alone doesn't give Ms. Mugabe the right to attack in public, and it has become ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF has not been known for washing its dirty linen in the public. Even Mugabe himself, I don't think you could do that like what the wife did. So the people are either going to further attack the VP or to propose an action where maybe they can propose to have the police investigate such alleged corruption allegations. Otherwise, also, they can just leave it like that, because she never mentioned any name. And Mugabe has been known for saying media issues that were said in the media cannot be taken as the official position. He has done that during the Lancaster House negotiations. So sometimes they can just leave it, the issue like that. So it depends with what Mugabe is going to do. But there are a number of possibilities that are likely to take place.
But do you think making Mr. Mugabe appoint his vice president instead of party members electing them will help ease the tensions in the party?
I don't think it will help ease the tension. It will actually worsen the tension.